Instagram is a beast. There is no lie that every single week the algorithm changes, there's a million new features, there's so much to keep track of, so much you have to worry about, and all you're trying to do is grow your business, trying to get more customers and make more sales on Instagram. That is why we created the Insta Club Hub, to help you learn exactly what you need to know to stay up to date with the changes that are actually relevant to you as a business owner, and to help you grow your following and customer base on Instagram. The Insta Club Hub is available at instaclubhub.com, and there's also a link in the show notes down below this episode. Join the Insta Club Hub now and finally start winning at Instagram by tomorrow. Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. Today, I'm going to discuss the episode that we released last Thursday, episode 592, that's titled, Is Instagram Dying? With Hey Dominic. That was a great conversation, and if you haven't listened to that podcast already, I highly recommend you go back and listen to that one first. And that's because right now I'm going to kind of sum up or give my final thoughts on that conversation and some big takeaways. Like, kind of, what does all of this conversation that we had mean for you as a business owner, as a content creator, as someone trying to grow their audience on social media? Which app is best? Like, which one should you stick with? All right, so in my opinion, there are the big three. And the big three right now are YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. In my opinion, those are the three big social media apps. That's not to say that you can't have success. That's not to say you can't have six-figure launches and grow a huge platform on any of the other apps. You definitely can. But in my opinion, those are the big three. I think that Instagram has overtaken Facebook. I think Facebook definitely is still a player at the table. And of course, Facebook owns Instagram. But when you look at engagement, when you look at influencers, when you look at people gaining popularity and status, when you look at people selling and growing platforms, I think Instagram edges out Facebook in that regard. Facebook definitely has a use. I think Facebook groups are something that's unmatched on any other social network. I don't think any social network has been able to do groups the way Facebook has been able to do groups. I will say that. But in my opinion, there's the big three: Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. First of all, let's talk about YouTube. YouTube has a huge upside, a huge return on investment. If you have a large following on YouTube, that is powerful. And part of the reason for that is that YouTube has been around for quite a while. YouTube has been around for longer than any other social media app besides Facebook. And YouTube is only 2 years younger than Facebook. So YouTube has been around. It's well established. It's also very well respected. On my Twitter, I recently put out a poll asking people, would they rather have 10,000 subscribers on YouTube or 100,000 followers on Instagram? And most people said that they would prefer to have the YouTube subscribers. Even though it was 1/10 of the number, they felt that the subscribers were more valuable. And while I might not totally 100% agree, I do think that generally speaking, having 10,000 subscribers on YouTube might be more valuable than 100,000 followers on Instagram, just because of how the algorithms work, just because of getting your content seen. You know, there's a lot of challenges with even getting your existing followers to see your stuff on Instagram. Not to say that isn't a problem on YouTube, not to say that you can't have 100,000 highly engaged, super plugged in followers on Instagram. It's definitely possible. But if you were to just say the average account with 10,000 followers on Instagram compared to the average YouTube channel with 10,000 subscribers, I think I'm gonna go with the YouTube channel, just personally. Here's the challenge with YouTube. YouTube asks for a lot. And what I mean by that is specifically in terms of quality of production and quality of content. On Instagram, I can post a 6-second reel. On TikTok, I can post a 6-second TikTok. And both of those can do awesome. They can reach hundreds of thousands of people. And I know what you're gonna say, well, Brock, YouTube has YouTube Shorts. Sure, and that is true, and that is valid. But generally speaking, when we think of YouTube content, when we think of YouTube videos, they are more highly produced, they require more editing, more forethought, they require more keyword optimization and search engine optimization, and they're usually longer. And longer videos, just by the fact of their length, take more time, energy, and effort. So YouTube requires more of an investment, but it could also deliver more of a return. Also, in terms of consistency, you can get away with sharing a little bit less content on YouTube than you can on Instagram and on TikTok. So on TikTok, most major creators are sharing multiple times a day. And the same goes for Instagram. It's not a necessity. It's not something you have to do. But most creators and business owners who are growing big accounts, who are growing rapidly, who are growing fast, and who are really dominating those platforms are posting multiple times a day. On YouTube, you don't see multiple videos per day. You're actually not super likely to see content creators putting out more than a couple a week. A daily video is about the most that you'll see on YouTube. So even though the length of each individual video might be longer, the frequency of uploads is usually less on YouTube. And of course, everything I'm saying right now is generally speaking, it's averages, it's what most people are doing. There are, of course, outliers and exceptions to every single rule and everything I'm saying. So YouTube has a big investment, but it can also pay off with a huge return. One huge upside of YouTube is the fact that your content is evergreen. So you could post a video today, and 7 years from now, if you have your keywords set up correctly, and if the video is optimized the way it should be, someone can still find that video. They can still learn from it. If you had monetization and AdSense turned on, then you can still get paid. If you had, let's say, an affiliate link in your description of a YouTube video and someone saw it years later, they can still click on that link and they can still give you credit for making that purchase. So the longevity of your content, the shelf life of your content on YouTube is much longer. YouTube is also a search engine that kind of ties into the fact that you have more of a shelf life on YouTube or that your content can last longer on YouTube. And that's because YouTube is a search engine. YouTube is owned by Google. And so it's backed by the most powerful search engine on the planet. And so that can allow you to get discovered by people who don't already subscribe to your channel or who don't already know who you are. You can get discovered by new people on YouTube much easier than maybe you could on TikTok or Instagram. Specifically, of course, by people who are searching for the content that you provide. The challenge, of course, is that there's a lot of media, there's a lot of creators, there's a lot of channels on YouTube, and growth is tough. According to one study that was done, it takes on average 15 and a half months to get to 1,000 subscribers, and it consists of 164 videos. That's a lot. That might not seem like a lot of tweets or a lot of reels or a lot of TikToks, but when we're talking YouTube videos, 164 videos just to get to 1,000 subscribers, that's a lot of investment. That's a lot of time and energy. That's a lot of resources. And so that's something to consider if you are going to put all of your eggs or the majority of your eggs in the YouTube basket. All right, now let's talk about Instagram and TikTok. I know we've done entire episodes in the past about Instagram versus TikTok. And if you haven't listened to those, I highly recommend going back and listening to the Quick Tip Tuesday that I did. It was episode 557 and it's titled TikTok or Instagram, which app is best for you? I highly recommend going back and checking that out. But the conclusion that I came to in that episode was that it's not an either or, it's a both and. Because there's such a crossover in terms of content, because people are expecting very, very similar videos and posts on both apps, you might as well take your Instagram Reels and share them on TikTok and vice versa. Now, with that being said, if I did have to parse out the two, I think that the biggest difference lies in how the algorithms work. Instagram's algorithm is designed to be a social-based algorithm. So essentially, what that means is that Instagram wants to show people in your social circle, aka the people who already follow you, your content. It wants to show the people who you have a network with, the people who you communicate with. It wants to show your social circle your content. Yes, it does show your content to people who are not in your social circle, people who are not already following you. But a large part of how it does that, a large part of how Instagram determines who to show your post to is, well, who else is following this person? Who else is interacting with this content? Let's show it to more people like that. TikTok, on the other hand, it focuses more on the content alone. So you could have 300,000 followers and all of your followers, and this is on TikTok, all of your followers follow you because you post great recipe videos. Like you post amazing cookbook recipe videos, whatever. But one day you decide to do a book review. of your favorite new fiction novel. Well, TikTok doesn't really care so much about who your followers are or the fact that all of those people are interested in recipe and cookbook videos. Instead, TikTok just says, hey, this video right here is about a fiction novel. This is a book review. And the people who are engaging with it like book reviews. So let's show it to more people who like book reviews and who are looking for fiction novels. We don't care if they're already following you. We're just going to show it to people who would be interested in this kind of content. So for that reason, having a lot of followers on TikTok doesn't carry the same weight that it does on Instagram, and definitely not the same weight that it does on YouTube. Now, with that being said, there is the viral component of TikTok. And there is the other side to the coin that we're talking about, which is that if you don't have a lot of followers, but you post the kind of content that your ideal client or customer would be looking for, well, then they're more likely to see that just because you posted on TikTok. Even if they're not following you, even if they don't know who you are, even if you don't have a lot of followers, they're more likely to be shown it than if you were to post that same exact video on, say, Instagram Reels. All right, this is getting long, and I know this is just a quick tip Tuesday, so I'm gonna wrap this up with a bow on it. I think, of course, YouTube is powerful. YouTube, if you can put in the work, if you can put in the effort, if you can continue to pump out consistent quality content, if you grow a huge following on YouTube, it is powerful. I think it's a little bit easier to grow a huge following on Instagram or on TikTok. But also, because it's a little bit easier, that means more people have done it. That means it's a little bit less valuable. In my opinion, the best of the three, if I had to pick one, is, well, you probably could have guessed, it's Instagram. Instagram, in my opinion, is the kind of sweet spot between the crazy growth potential that exists on TikTok and the established platform, the ability to sell, the ability to provide clickable links and create community like you can on YouTube. But I'm not saying to only focus on Instagram. I'm definitely not saying that. Don't get my words twisted here. I think all three are powerful. I think you can have success with all three. I think if you were to say, Brock, I am only choosing TikTok, I'm like, that's awesome. Just stay consistent and keep providing valuable, niche-related, quality posts. If you're like, Brock, I don't like TikTok. I don't like Instagram. I hate Reels. I am sticking with YouTube. That's awesome too. More power to you. Keep up the consistency. The same basic principles and strategies and practices apply across all three platforms, and you can have success with all three. And in my opinion, you are missing out if you're not at least posting some content on each of these three platforms. That's my opinion. I'd love to hear what you have to say about this. The best way for me to actually get your feedback on this episode is to leave us a review of this podcast. Not only does that give us feedback on what shows you like, what episodes you don't like, but it also really helps this podcast grow. And it's our goal to provide you with value every single week, twice a week, this mother-son duo, Tuesdays and Thursdays, providing you free value, just free education, conversations, bringing on great guests that have breaking news and new ideas and having these powerful conversations. So I really appreciate you for listening today. And it would mean the world to me and my mom if you took just a few seconds to leave us a review of this podcast. Give us as many stars as you think we deserve and let us know what podcast episode was your favorite. What were your thoughts on today's episode? Is there a specific topic or episode that you would like us to cover in the future? Let us know. Please leave us a review. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. And until next time, and as always, happy networking.
Hey, it's Kristen, Chalene's podcast manager. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, could you go and leave a review for Chalene and Brock? Let them know what it is you liked about this episode, what really hit home, and what would you like them to cover in a future episode. And while you're at it, could you just double check to be sure that you are subscribed? That way, if you're subscribed, you won't miss a single episode, which is released every Tuesday and Thursday. Did you know that Chalene has another podcast called The Chalene Show? It's all about living your best life. She gives you tips about improving things physical, mental health, mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. She has the best interviews also. But if you're already subscribed to both Build Your Tribe and The Chalene Show, you really should go check out Patreon. Did you know the Chalene Show is now on Patreon? Chalene gets super personal, spills the tea on everything she can't on her other podcasts. You also get to experience Brett, completely unfiltered, completely confident, and completely hysterical. You can find it at patreon.com/The Chalene Show. Anyways, thanks for listening. Remember, anything referenced in this episode, including links to all the other podcasts, can be found below in the show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.